Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf lamed dalid. We left off in daf lamed gimel lamed beis. We're at the two dots, about five lines before the end of the page. We're still going through all the differences that the Mishnah listed between dinei mamonos and dinei nefashos. So one of the differences that we had was that by dinei mamonos hakol melamdin zchus v'chova, dinei nefashos everyone could be melamed zchus ve'ina kol melamdin chova. Anyone could be melamed zchus, but not everyone could be melamed chova when it comes to dinei nefashos. So says the Gemara hakol. Hakol sounds like it means even Edim. So meaning that even Edim who were made against the person in the Din Nefashos case can be Melamed Zchus. It's just that they can't go back and be Melamed Chova, I guess, for some other reason. But the Hakol of people who are allowed to be Melamed Zchus seems to include Edim. Name of Masnis and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, he velo Rabbanan. That implies that our Mishnah is going like the sheet of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda and not Rabbanan. Why? The Tanya, we have a Braisa. Ve'erechad loyana benafesh, bein luzchus bein lechova, that an erechad cannot testify and be believed, bein luzchus bein lechova, in either direction. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ona luzchus ve'in ona lechova. No, he could be ona for zchus, he just can't be ona for chova. So we want to say that our Mishnah must be done like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, that the aid can be ona luzchus, he just can't be ona lechova. You see that even though he was made against the person. So Amar Rav Papa be'echad min ha-talmidim v'divrei hakol. No, when the Mishnah says that hakol melamdin zchus ve'in hakol melamdin chova, it doesn't mean to include the aid. It means to include the talmidim who sit in front of the Sanhedrin. That even in the Sanhedrin Katana, they would have rows of talmidim. We'll see it in the daf in a few days from now. They have rows of talmidim sitting in front of the Sanhedrin Katana, so the members of the talmidim can get up and be melamed zchus if they see a reason to. My time in Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, but what's the reason for Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, who says that an aid can also be melamed zchus? Damakra aid echad loyana benafesh lamus. Lamus hudeina ona, aval zchus ona. Sounds like it's only for the negative that he's not allowed to be ona, but zchus he is allowed to be ona. V'rabbanon amar Reish Lakish mishum demechzi kenogei be'eduso. Why do the rabbanon not allow the aid who testified l'chova to then be melamed zchus? Because it's going to look like he's nogea be'edus. What does that mean? It looks like he's nogea be'edus. So says Rashi, v'rabban adarmin rafil zchus l'yana, mishum de nogea hu bedavar shemischarit bo. It must be that he's regretting what he said, v'doig shema yigmar edin l'chova, and he thinks that there might be a gemar din l'chova, v'yavi ze edim l'haziman, and the other guy is going to bring edim to make him an ed zomeim, umehadr lo matzi hadribu. Now, he can't just come back to court and say, I changed my mind, right, that I know I take back my testimony, l'achar k'dei dibur, once he's already given the testimony, and toch k'dei dibur has passed, t'kivin shigachu v'enechoz v'magad, because we have a rule that once you say testimony, you can't go back and retract it. So what's the best he can do to make sure that there's no gemar din l'chova, thereby ensuring that there aren't going to be any people that come and make him an eid zomeim? The best he can do is by being melamed zchus, by coming up with some sort of svara to be mezaka, the defendant. So that's why it looks like he's nogea be'edus, and therefore we're not going to allow him to be melamed zchus according to the Rabbanan. Now the Yad Ramah adds in a little bit of a couple of words into this explanation. The Yad Ramah writes, l'fisha nischaripo al sheheyid olav edus sheker. He says that he regrets the fact that he said the Eidos because he knows that the Eidos he said was false. And that's why he's concerned that he's going to become an Eid Zomim, because he knows what he said is false. Because if he told the truth, then what's he worried about that he's going to be an Eid Zomim? There's no reason to think he'd be an Eid Zomim. So it's that he knows what the Eidos that he gave is false, and therefore he's worried about becoming an Eid Zomim. The problem with that is that if that's the concern, that we're afraid he's going to be Nogea be'Eidos because what he said is false, and he's going to be trying to get out of that Eidos, shouldn't we want him to get out of that Eidos? Because it's false. Do we really want to be Gomer the Din based on that Eidos? that the guy knows is false. So it's a little bit difficult, right? But the problem with Rashi is that if we understand Rashi as saying that he's mescharit an edus that he gave, and it's edus emes, it's not edus sheker, well then what's he worried about, that people are going to come and make him an edzomim? If he told the truth, why should he be concerned? Such a far-fetched thing that he's going to become an edzomim. It's more likely that he's worried he's going to become an edzomim because he knows that he didn't tell the truth. So there's a difficulty within each pshat. Okay, says Gemara Vayter, V'rabbanan hai lamus mai darshi bei. What do the rabbanan do with the word lamus? Doesn't that imply that the aid can only not be melamid chova, but he can be melamid zchus? So mukmi lebechem min atalmidim. No, they say that that's talking about echem min atalmidim, but by the aid, the fact that he's noga would disallow him to be melamid either way. Kedetanya acher elmar echem min aedim yeshu lamid alav zchus minayin shein shaman lo. If one of the aedim say, I want to be melamid zchus, how do I know that we don't listen to him? Tamalomer eidechad lo yane. So we see from there that that an aid is not able to be melamid zchus. Minayin lechem min atalmidim shomer yeshu lamid alav chova minayin shein shaman lo. And how do I know that if one of the Talmidim says, I want to be Malamid Chova, that we don't listen to him? Meaning a Talmud who says, I want to be Malamid Chus, we listen to him. But how do I know that if he says he wants to be Malamid Chova, we don't listen to him? Tamalamar Echad Yana Benafesh Lamus. So you see the Lamus is going on, Dafka the Talmidim, and not on the aid. The aid can't be Malamid anything. The Ramam Hilchseidus Perkei Alachaches Paskins, that Echad Min Eidim, that says, Yeshu Lamid Alav Zchus, that we do not listen to him. Good, we're Meshaskin also, says the Rambam. Minchas Chinuch, the Mitzvah Tav Samach, however, points out, let's say he was over, and he went and he was Melamid Zchus, even though we're Meshaskin also, we tell him to keep quiet, but he just blurted it out. We couldn't keep him down, we couldn't keep him quiet. And he went and he said a Svarat to be Melamid Zchus. So even though Meshaskin also, and he violated a lav, he violated this Losase of Eidech Lo Ya'ana, nevertheless, if he said a svara that's worth listening to, so the dayanim have to look into it. And if the zchus looks is nearer the beis din, so then we're going to be matzil the guy. We'll save the guy's life, even though this fellow violated a lav. So he did a terrible iser, but it turned out to be useful, because beis din does have to take into account all evidence that's presented to them. And if he provides compelling evidence, so that's it. So then we have to listen to what he says, even though we quiet him down and he's violated a lo sase. Good. Dina nefashos hamalameid. So this is going on the next difference in the Mishnah. Right, the Mishnah listed 10 differences. This is going on difference number 6 in the Mishnah, that someone who's melamed chova by dinei mamonis can still go back and be melamed zchus, and someone who's melamed zchus can go back and be melamed chova, but by dinei nefashos, someone who was melamed chova can be melamed zchus, but not the reverse. Someone who was melamed zchus cannot go back and then change their mind and be melamed chova. So that's the difference we're focusing on now. Says the Gemara, Amarav, lo shanu el b'shas maso matan, av b'shas gemar din, melamed chus chozer melamed chova. Rashi and the Mishnah already pointed this out, that the idea that you can't change your mind, that you're not allowed to say, well, I was already melamed chus, but now I changed my mind and I want to be melamed chova, that's only during the deliberations. But once it comes to the gemar din, you have to vote your mind, and if you change your mind and you now think that the guy is chayiv, so then you're allowed to go and be mechayiv the guy. Now Rashi says, why is it? Why is it that that you can't go back during the Masa Matan? So says Rashi, the Be'inon sheyamod b'dvar v'lachzor achar rayos shemi yimtzu chizik lezchus t'shem elota'a. We want your mind to be singularly geared toward coming up with ideas of being mezaka the guy during the deliberations, because maybe if you start focusing, you're a little too open-minded, then you're going to come up with more svaras l'chova, and you're going to miss a svar l'zchus. The process lends itself to try to uncover and unearth every single possible svar l'zchus that one could ever imagine, and that's what we're trying to accomplish, and that's what the Yad Ramah says over here as well. However, on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, the Yad Ramah says a little different. He says that Bishas Masa Matan Yinach Chozer Kedei Shlo Yishmu Ushar HaMezakin V'yachzru Behen. Not because of you, not because we're afraid you're going to miss a Limud Zchus if you're focused on both sides of the story. No, it's because if you go and you're Melamed Chova during the Shas Masa Matan, we're afraid you're going to sway some of the votes of the other Dayanim who may also have been voting L'chova, L'zchus rather, and now they're going to want to vote L'chova. And that's the concern. The Or Hanelam, quoted by the Margolios Yamov here, quotes the Girsa, Aval B'shas Gemardin Chozer L'chova. What that means is that during the Masa Matan, everyone is Maritam L'dvarav, and you don't show a Tam L'chova because you have to worry that maybe you're going to convince somebody, meaning exactly like the Yad Ramah. But at the Shas Gemardin, then you just vote. You don't give any svaras. You just vote. So you don't have to worry about convincing everybody. It seems to be that's the Shitas of Rambam as well. The Rambam Sanhedrin Perek Yud Halacha Vav writes, B'med Dvar Mamurim B'shas Masa Matan, Aval B'shas Gemardin Yesh L'melamid Zchus L'achzar Ulehismanos ima mechayvim. He doesn't say lachzor lo lamid chova. He says, because what do you do at the Shas Gemara Din? You're not melamid anything. You just vote. So lachzor lismanos ima mechayvim. Now the point is that you're never allowed to say any svara lechova once you've already thrown out svaras lezuchus in the deliberations. And even at the Gemara Din, you don't throw out a svara lechova. You just take a vote. And in your vote, you vote lechova. It doesn't say lachzor lo lamid chova. Very important to you, can the Rambam. Fine. The Chidush Aran asks, but wait a second, if you really, why would you disagree with Rav that you can't be Chozer Malamin al Chava at the Shas Gemar Din? How could it be that you could have a Gemar Din al Piv, Luzchus, even though the guy was Chozerbo, and he doesn't think that the guy really deserves to be Mizaki. He really thinks that it's Lechova. How could you vote something that's not your mind? So the Chiddush Arad says it's similar to the idea that when Beis Din tells him he's Mizaki and he goes out of the Beis Din, and then later on we realize that we have further evidence to be Mechayev, we can't bring him back. It's just, that's just one of the rules of Zechus. Meis Fei, so the Gemara is going to ask several kashas / rayas on this idea. We're going to have 1, 2, 3, at least 3. So Meis Fei, the next day they come to court early and the mezaka comes and says, I was mezaka yesterday and I continue to maintain my position of zchus. And the mechayev says, I was mechayev yesterday and I maintain my position of being mechayev. So you see, the rule is someone who's melamed zchus is not allowed to be melamed chova, but someone who's melamed chova is allowed to be melamed zchus. When is this? V'alamachras gemar dinu. This is the gemar din that we're saying this. Even at the time of the gemar din, apparently, you're not allowed to change your mind from zchus to chova. So it's a kasha. So the answer is gemara. V'alatameich lemachras masu matan mileka. Why, you think the next day after the first day of the court case, they're not going to have further deliberations? They might have further deliberations. So ki katani b'shas masu matan. This brisa that we're quoting is talking about the shas masu matan. It's not talking about the shas gemar din. Tashma, another raya. Dan elu keneged elu. The dayanim dan. You know, they argue across from each other. Ad sheyira echad min lamechayim divrei amazakin. Meaning, if they have an even split in the dayanim, so they continue to hash it out until one of the mechayvin changes his mind and decides to vote lizchus. V'misa listening nami ipcha. But if it's true that one of the mezakin can also change his mind to be lechova at the gemar din, meaning at the gemar din you could change your vote, why does it say that they continue to argue it out until one of the mechayvin changes his mind lizchus? You could say the other way also. You have a 12-11 vote lechova. So what do you need to do? You need to keep on arguing it out until somebody changes their mind in either direction. If someone who voted lezchus now changes their mind lechova, that would work too. You'll have a 13-10 vote. Why does it only say the other way? Sounds like you can't change your vote even at the Gemara Din. So answer is Gemara, Tana zchus kamahader, lechova lo kamahader. No, you can change your mind at the Gemara Din, but we prefer to pick cases that are more positive and more cheerful. And we'd rather say that we're being mezaka than say that we're being mechayev. So that's the example that we give, but it could work even if a person changes their mind from zechus lechova. Tashma, a third raya. Dam Rav Yosi bar Chanina, echad min haTalmidim shazika umeis. One of the Talmidim was mezaka and then he dies. Ron also kilu chay va'omid bimkomo. We pretend as if he's alive and his vote counts lezechus. So apparently, as soon as you said lezechus, it must be that you're stuck with zechus, that you could never change your vote. Otherwise, when the guy dies, why would we still count him lezechus? V'amai, neima ilu avakayim hadabei. Why don't we say, well, if he was alive, maybe he would have changed his mind and he would have voted lechova. From the fact that we don't say any such thing, that we assume that he still maintains his position lezechus, so that makes it sound like he's never allowed to change his mind. Answers the Gemara, no, but Hashemi Allah Hadrabe. No, he is allowed to change his mind if he's alive at the time of the Gemara Din. But the bottom line is this guy didn't change his mind. He died before he ever changed his mind. So that's why he still counts as a vote lezchus. Aiva Shalchum Itam Ladiv Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina Motzi Michlal Rabbeinu. But didn't we say that Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina goes against Rav, meaning this Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, that the Shita Lezchus, that the Talmud who voted Lezchus, when he dies, he still counts as a vote Lezchus. We said that it's against Rabbeinu, it's against Rav, and Rav is the one who is Mechadesh, that at the Shas Gemar Din, you can change your mind. So don't tell me this is not a Raya, it says Beferish, that this Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina is against Rav. So, Ein Motzei Itmar. Did we say against? We meant it's not against Rav. Really, that's the way the tradition had it. So the Chamar V'Chai says, are they arguing about what the girsa of our tradition was? That it was Motsi Mechal Rabbeinu or Ein Motsi Mechal Rabbeinu? He says, unlikely. More likely is that the girsa was Motsi Mechal Rabbeinu. It's just a question, was the tradition to be read as follows? Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina Motsi Mechal Rabbeinu? Or was it to be read as follows? Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Motzi Michal Rabbeinu? Right, it's a question of whether it's Benichus or Bitmiya. That's all. And the way the Gemara expresses the Bitmiya is by saying Ein Motzi, but it's unlikely that they had a different, that they would mess up that badly in the words. But that's just further evidence that when a person, the way Judaism operates is not only it's not only words, it has to be, it's not only with the printed word. Very often the printed word doesn't give the full effect of what you need. You need to have a Masari, you need to have a strong tradition. Okay, Tashma, the fourth Raya. Shnei Sofrei Hadayan and Omdim Lufnehem. They have two scribes in the court, standing in front of them. Echad mina yamin vechad mina mesmol. One to the right side and one to the left side. V'kosin divrei mezakeh v'divrei mechayvin. And they write down all the words of the people who are being mezakeh and the people who are being mechayev. So Rashi and Daf Lamed Vav and Beis is going to say that the two people are both right. Each of their job is to write everything. And why do we have two people doing it? In case one of them misses something, so we can check on the other guy to see what he missed. But it's not that one is writing the Divrei Mezakin and the other is writing the Divrei Mechayvin. They're both writing everything, Rashi's going to say a little bit later on. The Rambam, however, disagrees. The Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin Perek Aleph Halachotes says, wherever you have a Sanhedrin, Yushlam Shnei Sofrei Hadayanin, Echad Kosev Divrei Mechayvin, the Echad Kosev Divrei HaMezakin. Right, the Rambam assumes that there's one scribe whose job is to write down only the Divrei Mechayvin, the other one whose job is to write down only the Divrei Mezakin. So says Gemara Bishlam Divrei Mechayvin L'Machar, meaning again, this is, what are they writing down? They're writing down the arguments presented by the Dayanim during the Masu Umatan of the case. So Bishlam Divrei HaMechayvin, I understand why you're going to write down the Divrei Mechayvin L'Machar Chazutai Ma'achrina Uba L'Mever Alanaz Din, because the next day they're going to want to come up with another svara, and you're going to need to do Alana's Din. Meaning, if one of them changes his mind, he's still Mechayev, but he comes up with another reason to be Mechayev, well then you still need to do a new Halana's Din. Now halacha is, once the Bezin comes to a conclusion, you have to do if it's L'chova, you have to do a Halana's Din, you have to wait till the next day to take the final vote and kill the guy, because that's the rule when it comes to Din and Nefashos. So if it's the same vote, but the reasoning behind it changed, well, we need to do a new Halanas Din based on the new reasoning. We need to sleep on that reason. So that's why it's important to write down what the Svaras were, because if on Sunday he said a Svara L'chova, and then on Monday he has a different Svara L'chova, well, then we need to wait till Tuesday. We need to do another Halanas Din. El Divrei HaMezakin Mai Taima, what's the point of writing down the Svaras of the Mezakin, what their logic is? Lav Mishum Di Chazu Taima Achrina L'chova Lomash. Isn't it because if they're going to come up with some svara, he's going to change his mind and want to come up with some svara l'chova, that we're not going to listen to him? That even as on a vote, you're not going to listen to him? So says Gemara, lo, kadesh lo yomu shnayim tamechad mishnei mekraos. Now, you know why we have him write down the svara l'zchus? Because we want to make sure you don't have two people saying the same thing from two different psukim. Because if you ever have two people saying the same thing based on two different psukim, you can be sure one of them is wrong. Because the Torah doesn't waste psukim like that. It's not going to have two psukim teach us the same thing. And the Gemara is going to give an example of what that means. Meaning where you could have two dayanim that say the same thing from two different psukim, where we would definitely disqualify one of their votes, where both votes would only count as one. Kedibarmine Rabbi Yassim Rabbi Yochanan, like Rabbi Yassi asked from Rabbi Yochanan, Amru Shnayim Tamechon Mishnei Mekraos Mahu. What if two people say the same idea, but based on two different psukim? What's the din? Amalei, Ein Monen Lan Ela Echad. They only count as one vote because one of them is wrong. Mina, because the pasuk doesn't tell us the same thing twice. Minani Mili, how do I know this is true? Amar Abaye, Damakra, pasuk says, Achas Dibir Elokim, Shtayim Zushamati Ki Oz Lelokim. That God could say one thing and we can learn two things from one statement of God. That's part of the power of the Ribbono Shel Olam and the word of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And what we see from there is Mikra Echad Yotzei L'Kama Taimim. One pasuk can teach us many different things, but the reverse is not so. Ve'ein Tam Echad Yotzei L'Kama Mikraos. You can't have one thing derived from many different psukim. Dibei Rabbi Shmuel Tana. The Dibei Rabbi Shmuel Tana is from the following. Ukepatish Yefotzei Sela. that kapatish shifotei sela ma patish zem mischalik lekamen itzotzos. Just like when you hammer down on something, it smashes it into many different pieces. Af mikra echad yotzi lekamen taimim. So too, one pasuk can smash into many different pieces and teach you many different halachos, teach you many different things. So that's the idea. Kapatish yifotei sela. Now the Tosfos points out that the girsa seems a little messed up because ma patish zem mischalik lekamen itzotzos. Patish is the hammer. When you bang with the hammer doesn't break into many pieces. Hopefully, what you're banging breaks into many pieces. So Tosfos points out it's a little bit strange. Rabbeinu Shmuel garis mechalek. He says Rabbeinu Shmuel had the girsa that a patish is mechalek, not mischalek. She'ein a patish mischalek ela sela. It's not the patish that divides up, that breaks up. It's the sela that breaks up. It's whatever you're smashing it on that breaks up. But what would be the best way to say that? It shouldn't say just like the hammer smashes something. It should say just like the sela, the rock that you're smashing the hammer with, is mischalek. So that's a little bit difficult. Okay, so he comes up with a different pshat of sometimes how the hammer itself could break into many pieces. And that's what we're talking about. But bottom line is, we're just going to give an example now of what it means two psukim that teach the same svara, that meaning two guys saying the same svara based on two different psukim, and therefore clearly only counting as one vote because two psukim can't be teaching the same thing. The Rambam, though, it's a strange line in the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Sanhedrin Perek Yud Halacha Hey, Shnayim Sha'amru Tam Echad. If two people say the same reason, Afilu Mishnei Mikraos, even if it's from two different psukim, Einim Nemelka Echad, they only count as one. So all the Achronim point out that when the Rambam says Afilu Mishnei Mikraos, what does it mean Afilu Mishnei Mikraos? It makes it sound like, and if they came from one pasuk, if two people say the same thing from the same pasuk, then they for sure only count as one vote. What do you mean? Adraba, that says the Shach, for instance, Shach and Choshe Mishpat, Simon Chafes, have cut your test. Says, let's say Reuven killed Shimon in cold blood with Edom Hasra, everything, everybody saw it. So Daya number one says, I say Reuven is Chayev because he violated those Yitzach. Daya number two says, I also say he's chayv because he violated all spirits. Ah, you can't say the same pasuk. They only count as one vote. That's ridiculous. That's absurd. Obviously, it counts as two votes if they say mitam echad. It's that when the Gemara says that it's a problem, it's only when they say from multiple psukim, not from the same pasuk. So that's what they have to say, that it's a tal sofer in the Rambam. That's a shach says. The word afilu in the Rambam is pashut a tal sofer. It's not supposed to say afilu. He means to say shnayim sharmu tam echad mishnayim. Across, not afilu mishnei mikraos, just mishnei mikraos, just like that. And there are many rayos that the Rambam can't mean that the Rambam can't mean what he sounds like he means. Margoliyos Yam comes up with a very creative way to try to defend the Rambam. You take a look at the Margoliyos Yam, but it's whatever. Says Gemara Vayter, Heichidami Tamechad Mishnei Mikraos. What's an example of Tamechad Mishnei Mikraos? Where do you have two people saying the same idea, but based on two different psukim, where they're not even arguing with each other? They're saying the same idea, La Halacha, but they're quoting two different psukim. So I'm going to Zvid Kiditran in the following. Mizbech Mekadesh Asarayla. The Mizbech is Mekadesh that which is appropriate for it. Rabbi Shua says, "Kolaroy liishim, anything that's right to go on the fire, im ala lo yered. If it went up on the mizbeach, so then it doesn't come back down. Shenemar ha'ola al mukta, ma ola shiru'i liishim, im also lo tered. Just like carbon ola, which generally is right to go on the fire on the mizbeach, if it goes up, it doesn't come down. You don't bring it off the mizbeach, even if you find some sort of psul to want to bring it down, still you don't. So too, anything that's roi li'ishim, if it goes up, it doesn't come down. Rem Gamliel omer, kala roi l'mizbeach, imal lo yered. Not kala roi li'ishim, but kala roi l'mizbeach. Anything that's roi for the mizbeach, if it goes up on the mizbeach, doesn't come back down. Shenemar, hi ha'ola al mokta al mizbeach. Ma'ola shi ru'i l'gabi mizbeach, imal salo teired. He just phrases the lima differently. That if the ola, which is roi for the mizbeach, once it goes up, it doesn't come down from the mizbeach. So to anything that's right from the mizbeach, if it goes up, doesn't come down. What are they both teaching me? Psulin. They're both teaching me that karbanos that are psulin, that were already brought on the mizbeach, stay on the mizbeach, and they are not brought down. Mar ma'isila mimokta, umar ma'isila mimizbech, but they're quoting different psukim to teach me the same din. That psulim that are ola, that they're lo yered. One learns it from mokta, one learns it from mizbech. That would be an example of that. If they were voting on that issue in a Sanhedrin, they would only count as one vote because one of them is wrong. So says Gemara, what are you talking about? That's not saying the same thing. They're actually arguing over there, not just in the source, they're arguing in the din. Vahasa miflik pligi, the ketani seifa, Ein bein divrei Rabbi Gamliel, divrei Bishua, ela hadam vanesachim. Rabbi Gamliel omer lo yardu, divrei Bishua mer yardu. Dam and esachim that become pasul according to our royal mizbeach, but not royally ishim. So it depends which way you darshan it. According to Rabbi Gamliel, they would not come down because they were royal mizbeach. According to Rabbi Yeshua, no, you don't put dam and esachim in the fire. So dam and esachim would be yori because they're not royally ishim. So they're arguing in halacha. That's just a standard. That's not an issue of two people saying the same din from different psukim. Right? This would seem, if you're putting together Mar Makomos Avran, El Veil Divrei Elokim Chayim, this would seem to be an important Mar Makom, because it sounds like we're saying that this would be an exception to El Veil Divrei Elokim Chayim. Two people saying the same exact din from two different psukim is not El Veil Divrei Elokim Chayim. That's why they can't count as two votes. One of them must be wrong, because it's two different psukim. Don't teach me the same thing. It's similar to in Ksuba Stuff and Zion, Rashi says that when two people argue about what someone said, what an earlier authority said, that it's not Eilu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim, because he only said one thing. He didn't say Chayiv and Pater. He said either Chayiv or Pater. It's just they're arguing about what he said, so that you would not say Eilu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim. So this also would seem to be an exception. So again, we're still looking for an example where you have two people saying the same thing from two different psukim. El Amar of Papa Kedetanya, like the following brisa. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer Mitok Shenemar Kolam Agam B'Mizbeach Hikdash Shomayani Ben Roy Ben She'en Roy. I would assume that it applies whether it was something that was right from the Mizbeach or whether it was something that was not right from the Mizbeach, like Sa'ar or Dvash or whatever. Tamalom or Kvasim. Ma Kvasim Ru'i enough Kal Ra'i. Therefore it says Kvasim, and therefore I see that only things that are right from the Mizbeach are included in the Kolam Agebe Mizbeach Hikdash, and something that touches the Mizbeach all of the sudden becoming holy. Rabbi Akiva Omer Ola. Ma Ola Ru'uya af Kal Ra'i. Rabbi Akiva says we learn it from the word Ola. Just like an Ola is right for the Mizbeach, so to anything that's ro'i for the Mizbeach, if it touches the Mizbeach, becomes sanctified. The Tarvayim might come in Ma'atu. What are they both coming to exclude? Psuli. They're both coming to exclude things that are pasul. Ma'am ma'isila mikvasim, u'ma'am ma'isila me'ola. But they just have different psukim to teach out the same din. So don't you see that's an example of two people saying the same exact halacha, but deriving it from two totally different psukim? V'am Ravad de Barava, ola sa'of psula ikabinayim. No, Ravad de Barava says they argue in halacha as well. Because what if you have an ola sa'of that's pasul? Man de ma'isila mikvasim, kvasim in aval ola sa'of lo. The one that derives it from kvasim will say, well, what's a keves? Keves is a sheep, so it's dafka talking about animals. But when you're dealing with an ola sa'of, when you're dealing with a bird, once you're in the bird world, so then the rule is not going to apply. Umanda ma'isila me'ola, but if you derive it from ola, well, an ola sa'of is an ola also, safilu ola sa'of nami, an ola sa'of is included also. So they are arguing in the halacha. So now we need a third possibility. What's an example of two people saying it's the same halacha based on two different psukim? Hello, Ravashi Kiditanya. Dam yichashev leishahu dam shafach. The rabbi says a zorek divrei Rabbi Yishmael that includes the zorek according to Rabbi Yishmael. Someone who's zorek dam kachim outside of the Beis Hamikdash is chayiv kares. The pasuk is talking about someone who does avoda bachutz that is chayiv kares. So it's Rabbi Yishmael says the pasuk is telling me that even if you're zorek dam of a karban outside of the Beis Hamikdash, you're chayiv kares, and we learn it from dam shafach. Right, this is in the parsha of Shchut Echutz. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ozavach, L'Rabbo says Zorek. He darshan Zorek from Ozavach, by being Malabuchutz, not by Shchut Echutz, but by being Malabuchutz. So V'tarvay Maika Marbu, so what are they both teaching us? They're both teaching the same din, that Zrika. They're both teaching the din of Zrika, Bechutz, that Yuchayiv. But yet they learn it from two different phrases in the Pesukim. So you see, that's the same exact idea. They agree la halacha. They're arguing which pasuk teaches it to me. So says the Gemara, Vam Rabbi Yavo, Shachat Vizarak Ikabinayim. No, there's a big difference la halacha between them. They're not agreeing la halacha. Because what if a person is shochet and zorek bachutz? How many times is he chayiv? How many malkios does he get? L'divrei Rabbi Shmuel einu chayiv ela achas. According to Rabbi Shmuel, only one. Why? Because he was marred by the idea of zorek b'chutz from the pasuk of shochet b'chutz. So if you do both, how many pasukim have you violated? Just one. But if l'divrei Rabbi Akiva chayiv shtayim, Rabbi Akiva was marred by zorek b'chutz from a different pasuk. So if you're shochet and zorek, how many pasukim have you violated? Two psukim. Good, so that would be a major nafkamina between the two of them. So you see that they do not agree with the halacha, with each other. Hayit marala, amar abayi, afle divrei Rabbi Akiva, nami eino chayi, vela achas, damakra, shamta alalasecha, v'shamta aseh, arvinu rachminu lukulu asiyos. He says, no, not true. Even Rabbi Akiva, who derives it from a different pasuk than Shchut Echutz, would still say you're only chayiv once. Because all asios, there's a special limud in the pasuk, that all asios that you do b'chutz with a karban, you're only chayiv one. So end of the day, that's our conclusion. That's our example of two people who say the exact same thing, lahalacha, but they get it from two different pasukim. If they were voting on a Sanhedrin, on something like that, they would only count as one vote. Fine, says Gemara Vayter. Dinim Mamon is done by Yom. We are now up to the seventh difference between Dinim Fashos and Dinim Mamonis that was mentioned in our Mishnah, where the Mishnah said that Dinim Mamonis, you're done during the day and you could be Gomer Belaila, but Dinim Fashos, you're done by Yom and you have to be Gomer by Yom as well. It's the difference between Dinim Mamonis and Dinim Fashos. Minani Mili, how do we know this is true? Amr Abchia Bar Papa Da Amar Kra, Vishavtu Asa'am Bechal Eis. So you could be shofet at any time. That implies that dinei mamonos can be done even at night. So ihachi tchilas dinami. Great. If dinei mamonos can be done at night, then why don't we start the dinei mamonos at night as well? So kidderava the Rava Rami, because Rava asked the following stira. Ksiv v'shavto asam b'chal eis, uksiv v'haya b'yom hanchilu esbanav. On the one hand it says b'chal eis, and on the other hand it says b'yom hanchilu esbanav, which is dinim amnis, nachlos of dinim amnis. So haketzad, which is it? Is it dafka b'yom or is it b'chal eis? So it must be yom l'tchilas din, laila l'gemardin. That the yom is for the tchilas din, the laila is for the gemardin. So the Ksos points out in Simon Zayin, of Kutin Beis, that since there's no psul b'laila, it's just that the tchilas din and the gemardin, it's just that the Chilas din is supposed to be done by Yom, and the Gemara din is kosher even b'layla. So even if you do the Masa Matan, which is the Chilas din b'layla, it's still going to be kosher b'di'evet. Because the Gemara din is kasha b'layla, it's just that the masu matan was done by psul, but the Gemara din that you come to is going to still be, it's not going to ruin the Gemara din. The fact that you did the masu matan by psul, when you do that b'layla, is not going to ruin the Gemara din. He says it's no different than Dayanim Hupaskin without masu matan, where if they just paskin without masu matan, they did the wrong thing. They should have had masu matan, but it still counts in the end of the day. So masu matan b'psul is no worse than no masu matan at all. So he says it turns out b'di'evet, if you did the tchilastin, which is the masu matan, b'layla, it's still going to be kosher. The Nesivus over there in Siman Zayin Sivkat and Beis says that if the Ascholas din was b'layla, even if they were gomer the din, ain't he named din. It's invalid because the Haskala was b'psul, b'mela there was no din. They never had a din based in. In order to establish themselves as having a din based in, they had to have a tchilas din done properly. So without the tchilas din done properly, they never get a shame based in to begin with. Fine. Says Gemara Vayter, Masisin delok Rabbi Meir. This mission is against Rabbi Meir. Detanya, Hay Rabbi Meir, Omer Matam, Lomar Al Piyam Yeh Kol Riv Kol Nega, V'chimayin in Riv Meitz on Negaim. Why do we associate a Riv, which is Dinim Amunus, with Negaim, which is Tumentara? Elamakish Rivim Le Negaim. Ma Negaim Bayom, Dixiv Bayom Haros Boaf, Rivim Bayom. Just like a Nega has to be seen during the day, so too Dinim Amunus has to be dealt with during the day. Uma Negaim Shalob Assumin, Dixiv Le Kol Mara Ene Akoin, Av Rivim Shalob Assumin. And just like a Nega has to be judged by a Kohen who can see, so too Dina Mamnes has to be judged by judges who can see, who are not blind. Umakish Negoim L'Rivim, Ma'riv M'Shalo B'Krov, Maf Negoim M'Shalo B'Krov. And just like a Dina Mamnes Dayan can't be a relative, so too Negoim Dayan can't be a relative. Bottom line is, what do you see? That he darshins from a Hekish of Nigim to of Negoim to Rivim, that's where he darshins that it has to be done during the day, not because it says B'Yom Hanchilu Azbanav. So, and also he doesn't make any chilik between tchilas din and gemardin. Ima rivim b'shlosha af negoyim b'shlosha. Well, wait a second. If you're going to make that comparison, should you say that to see a Negat Saras, you need three Kohanim, just like you need three Dayanim for a Dini Mamanas? Vidinu! And that should make sense to say that way, because Mamanu B'Shlosha Gufalo Kolshkein, if you need three Dayanim to deal with something like money, so to deal with something more important like the person's physical body, of course you should need three Dayanim. Tam Lomar V'Uva Alarun HaKohen Elo Echad V'Gomer. Halman Shafilu Kohen Echad Ro'es HaNegayim. You see from there that even one Kohen can see the Negayim, because it says Beferish, O'el Echad, or to one of the Kohanim. There was a blind person that was judging cases, Dina Mamna's cases, in Rabbi Yochanan's neighborhood. Rabbi Yochanan never tried to stop him. So it's like the blind Balkare who knows the Torah by heart. Someone was just telling me that his father, Shimon Spurin told me, when his father was old, he was totally blind. He would open to the wrong place and he would start laning. And he would, once they realized he was open to the wrong column and he was still laning, they had to tell him to stop. So they had the blind Dayan. They didn't say anything to the blind Dayan. Say, Hechi Avad Hachi, how could Rabbi Yochanan not say anything to him? Doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say that Allah is like a Stam Mishnah Utnan, Kala Kasha Ladun, Kasha Lahayud, Vyesha Kasha Lahayud, Vain Kasha Ladun, that there are anyone who's Kasha to be a Dayan is Kasha to be an aid, but there are some people who are Kasha to be an aid that are not Kasha to be a Dayan. Vam Rabbi Yochanan Asuya Summa Bachs Meinav, that includes someone who's blind in one eye. So don't you see that a Stam Mishnah holds that a blind person cannot be a Dayan? Rabbi Yochanan Stamachrita Ashkach, yeah, but Rabbi Yochanan has a different Stam Mishnah. Dina Mamnas done by Yom Gomer Belaila, our Mishnah, that you could be Gomer Belaila. What's the difference between Laila and a blind person? It's all the same, and therefore you see that a Dayan can be blind. So my only the high stam and my high stam. Why does he think our stam mishnah is stronger than the other stam mishnah? Iboy say a stam at the rabbim adif. Either because our stam mishnah is not just Reb Meir, it's a stam mishnah that reflects the shitos of the rabbim. Iboy say mishum de katani la gabi hilchsa de dina. Or our stam mishnah is stronger because it's said in the context of halachos of din, whereas the other stam mishnah is just mentioned in the context of other topics. It's not in Masechta Sanhedrin. So stam mishnah about dayanim in Masechta Sanhedrin is a stronger stam Mishnah. Rav Meir, hi v'shavto asam b'chaleis my darshke. So what does Rav Meir do with that pasuk v'shavto asam b'chaleis? Amarav l'isu yom ha-mu'unan, to include even cloudy days. D'tnan, ein ronas and gam shachmas ben arbaim lo b'tach abayis lo b'yom ha-mu'unan v'pnei shekei aniras aza, that you're not allowed to look at negayim on a cloudy day because it changes the image, it changes the look of it, v'lo b'tzarayim v'nei sha'aza nirkeia, nor can you look at it in the broad sunlight and broad daylight because it's going to make even it's going to again change the color. Rav Meir, hi b'yom anchilu hazbanav, my avilei. What does Rav Meir do with b'yom anchilu hazbanav? Homi vayle lechadetani Rabba Bar Chanina, kamed Rav Nachman. He needs it for what Rabba Bar Chanina taught in front of Rav Nachman. Meaning again, Rav Meir learns from the hekish to nega and riv to learn that dinim amnus is b'yom. So what does he do with b'yom anchilu hazbanav? So he does as follows. V'hayu b'yom anchilu hazbanav, b'yom atam apel nachlos, v'ya atam apel nachlos b'layla. You can only do nachlos during the day, not during the night. So if someone dies during the night time, his children don't yarshin him, that's ridiculous. So Dilma din nachlos kamer. No, we mean dinim regarding nachlos. Titania, Vaisal Bnei Sol Chukas Mishpat, Ura Kola Parsha Kula Leos Din. Could Rav Yudah Merav, that it's all talking about din. Like Rav Yudah Merav said, Dom Rav Yudah Merav, Shloshe Shniknusu Levakar HaSachola, Ratzu Kosfin, Ratzu Osin Din. Three people come to visit a chol. If they want, they could write down what he says in terms of his tzava'a, or if they want, they could make a din, they could be dayanim. Shnayim Kosfin Vein Osin Din. But if it's only two people, then they can't be a dayanim, so they could just write it down and make a shtar out of it. Vam Rav Chisal Loshanu El Bayom. And all of this is only during the daytime. Aval Belayla, but during the nighttime, even if three people come in, Kosvin Venos and Din. They can write it down, but they can't become Dayanim, Mishum Davalu Aidim, because they've already taken on the status as Aidim, Ve'ein Aid Nasa Dayan, and an Aid cannot be a Dayan. So he said, yeah, in Hachi Kamina, that's exactly what I meant, that it's all about Dinim, that's exactly what I was talking about. Okay.